You are now watching your mans and them live, fly, fly. You are now rocking with your mans and them live. You know this shit fire with your mans and them. Shout out to the family that been down with your mans and them live. With your mans and them live. With your mans and them. Go on, call in, hit the line with your mans and them live. Go have a good time with your mans and them. We the only ones that wear the crown. It's your mans and them live. It's your mans and them live. It's your mans and them live. You are now watching your mans and them live, fly, fly. You are now watching your mans and them live, fly, fly. You are now rocking with your mans and them live. You know this shit fire with your mans and them. Shout out to the family that been down with your mans and them live. With your mans and them live. With your mans and them. Go on, call in, hit the line with your mans and them live. Go have a good time with your mans and them. We the only ones that wear the crown. It's your mans and them live. It's your mans and them live. It's your mans and them live. You are now watching your mans and them live, fly, fly. You are now watching your mans and them live, fly, fly. You are now rocking with your mans and them live. You know this shit fire with your mans and them. Shout out to the family that been down with your mans and them live. With your mans and them live. With your mans and them. Go on, call in, hit the line with your mans and them live. Go have a good time with your mans and them. We the only ones that wear the crown. It's your mans and them live. It's your mans and them live. It's your mans and them live. You are now watching your mans and them live, fly, fly. You are now watching your mans and them live, fly, fly. You are now rocking with your mans and them live. You know this shit fire with your mans and them. Shout out to the family that been down with your mans and them live. With your mans and them live. With your mans and them. Go on, call in, hit the line with your mans and them live. Go have a good time with your mans and them. We the only ones that wear the crown. It's your mans and them live. It's your mans and them live. It's your mans and them.
We here.
Yo. With your mans and them. You are now watching your mans live. Yeah. I'm your mans, Gus the Third.
Damn. Your mans, Bello.
Yes, sir. I'm your mans, Austin Felix.
And I'm your man, Shakespeare, in the Random Studio in Brooklyn, New York. This is your mans.
What happened?
Yeah.
Why you do that?
We live.
What you just
we
do?
Because Drew wasn't participating. I like that, man.
Who, me?
Yeah, he wasn't participating.
That's not true.
We were just having a conversation about the different things that we all do for the show. Like for me, introducing segments. Austin don't like how I introduce segments. I don't know why. Why you don't like how to introduce segments? Let's talk about
it. I don't like the news on the scroll. I hate that shit so bad.
Well, Austin, why is it that a year later is when you're telling us this? Why don't you voice that earlier?
Because y'all liked it.
But you can't talk.
I'm outnumbered.
Why? You can't talk, Bella, because you don't like when he switches his voice for the intro.
I told him that. But
when?
Nigga, I told him when he first started doing it. I was like, why are you doing that?
He told me.
That's not saying you don't like it, though.
If I express why are you doing it, how is that not expressing why that I don't like it?
When I started saying yes, sir, it's your man's.
Yeah,
Austin
we
Felix,
didn't like that.
The first time I did it, y'all was like, ew.
Yeah,
I don't give a
trash.
Fuck.
But you know
yes,
what?
Yes, sir.
This shit is trash.
This is a place where we can express ourselves in that way.
Oh, you
so even if you don't like something, I'll allow you to do it.
I'm going to do what I want to do. If I want to switch my voice, I'm going to switch my voice. Nigga.
We back, Lee. Baby.
Shout out, Melody. We see y'all in the chat.
I'm back, baby. The star of the show is here. It's
oh,
been
you was
a minute.
Gone?
I was
right. That's a fact. You was
I was gone.
Gone.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out A Melody. Shout out Lily. What up?
Lily.
We about to have a great show
Melody.
In here today. Listen, we trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, so make sure you share this with your friends, your Word. Family, your mama, your grandmother, your sons, your daughters.
If you could send a link right now to somebody, I suggest you do. Because we about to have a blast on tonight's episode. We have so many things to talk about.
Oh, God.
Yo, real quick, real quick, real quick.
You don't like that?
Shaky.
Shaky.
Real quick.
You're judgmental.
Let me ask you something.
No, I'm not.
You be judging.
No, don't.
Let me ask y'all something. Shaking and Austin.
Yes, sir.
Real quick.
Yes, Robin.
I'm Batman, bitch. Mm. Listen, we both at the, we at the gym, right?
Yes, Harley Quinn.
We at the gym, right? I ask you for a spot. You give me a spot. Right?
Yep.
I'm doing hundreds. Overhead, shoulder press. Right?
Strong.
Y'all niggas, I ask you a first spot, you give me a spot. I knock them shits out, right? No problem. I say, yo, bro, thank you. I give you a pound. Right? I turn around, you're gone. You don't say nothing. What are you supposed to do before you leave?
You got another set?
No. But as your friend, what would you do before you get out of there?
Tell you I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Right?
So this if we're
friends and we worked out, we were working out.
We weren't working out, but we know each other. If it's me and you, we cool.
So are we friends or acquaintances?
It's us. It's me and you.
Oh, okay.
Can I paint the picture?
Before you leave, what you going to say?
I'm going to say, what happened?
Can I paint the picture? Like,
all right, yo, I'm out of here.
So this nigga.
Exactly.
This nigga needs.
Exactly. This nigga left the gym without saying nothing to me. Not a word.
First off.
He just left.
Let me paint the picture.
You selfish.
Homie calls me. Nigga calls.
Who the f homie? Who the f?
Homie calls me. Homie right here. Yo, you at the gym? Yeah, been at the gym. What up? Yo, I'm coming through right now. All right, come through. He comes through. He didn't even have to check in. I got pulled in the gym. Walk in.
There was nobody in the front desk.
Walk through. Nigga, come through. Let's go. Dude drops his bag. Walk off. I got to warm up. Nigga, skinny legs. Ting, 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 ting. Now, I'm with my brother. We finishing up. We go to where he's at. I guess he's warmed up. He went to do some shoulder press. Shoulder press. The nigga did not lift 100 pounds. More like 20 pounds. Nigga said he needed a spot.
I was lifting 20 pounds?
That nigga said he needed a spot. Yo, he spot me. All right, I got you. I helped him out.
You didn't want to spot him?
Nah, no problem.
Oh.
I spotted him.
Uh-huh.
Huh. 8 reps. That's all he got with the 20 pounds. After that, he gives me a pound. Good job. I go back to where I was, across the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with my workout. Me and my brother, we out. He says I was supposed to say I'm out. I'm like, nigga, I gave you a pound.
So you left right after you helped him spot?
Yeah.
No, he did not. He walked away, he continued more workouts, and then he left.
Nigga, you said more workouts. All right, nigga, I had one more set.
I just want to know what y'all would do. Y'all would say goodbye before leaving the gym, right?
I mean, y'all didn't work out together.
Exactly. And nigga, I did you a solid. I got you in the club, nigga. All
right, bro.
You complaining about bottle service. All get right. This jig up. All
right. I don't know. It seems like a very weird situation. Normally, yes, I would say, all right, I'm out, yo. Right? But like, you showed up and y'all wasn't even working out together.
Exactly. He was on his own time looking in the mirror more than working out and shit. Like, fuck.
That's not
it.
True. Don't listen to him.
Nigga was rapping to himself. Yeah, I'm that nigga.
You gotta hype yourself up, man.
Hey, do your thing.
Sometimes you gotta do that for yourself.
All right, so I wanna know if anybody seen the latest news about DJ Envy.
No.
No. What happened with DJ
Envy?
So,
I'm gonna play the clip.
Never mind.
I'm not even gonna play the clip. I'm gonna tell you what's up. Recently, he said that his wife went on a 20-day girls trip. And it has everybody all
hey,
like,
yo,
what the fuck? Exactly. Just like that. His wife went on a 20-day girls trip. And I just want to know how y'all feel about that.
A 20-day girls trip?
20-day girl trip.
That's kind of wild.
Wouldn't have been me.
Like a cruise?
Whatever it is, it's 20 days away from me and your family.
I mean, everybody need a break, right?
I'm not gonna lie. I would support it. Yeah. Go leave. Yeah. That's just me.
Nah, that's kind of crazy. 20 days. I mean, it has to be for a reason.
Right. When the time comes for me to take my 30-day,
he want that reciprocity.
Yeah. Yeah. Reciprocity. Yeah, all
right. When the time comes for that 30-day.
When it's my turn.
It's true. That's a fact.
Remember that conversation we had about taking 2 weeks off from, like, your girl? You just needed a break? We had that long ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, remember we said, like, what's a crazy amount of time to just be like, all right, babe, I need some space. We had that conversation a long time ago. Yeah. But you know what I noticed?
What?
Whenever a nigga cheat, after that, if he gets caught, after that moment, the girl gets away with a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Just because of the guilt that he has from cheating. Yeah. I'm not saying that's DJ Envy's situation.
Yeah,
I don't know DJ
in general.
I'm just saying
in general.
But a lot of the times, once you cheat and you get caught,
you become a super simp.
You have no say in anything in that relationship anymore. And a lot of guys just let their girl do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if that's his case, though. DJ Envy, I'm not talking about you.
I mean,
it's
20-day trip.
20 days is wild.
It's really not, though.
What do you mean it's not?
It's really not.
We said 14 was wild.
I ain't say 14 was wild.
All right.
I like to keep the individualism in the
relationship.
You
just worried about getting yours when it's your turn.
No. I like the fact that she's able to take a trip like that. Like, we're still young. Even though we're getting older, we're still young. Whether we 40, 50, 60, we not 100.
Nah, I need some parameters.
Word. I'm telling you now.
If you going on a 3 week trip with your girlfriends and they all single and you the married one, it's a problem.
Yeah.
She the mom.
Their agenda is different than your agenda.
She's the mom.
They going out looking for dick.
And
right?
She's going to mother.
Mm. Yeah, I think the type of trip it is important.
Y'all don't trust y'all chicks?
3 weeks is wild.
Yeah, why? You wouldn't trust your wife?
Why would she feel the need to go on a 20-day trip?
Because
without
she's
me.
Trying to get away from you.
Okay.
You annoying.
Why are we married?
Bye.
Because.
You know what? While she's on her 20-day trip, I'm going to take a 14-day trip. You know? She ain't even going to know that I was gone.
Where you going to go?
You're stupid. What about the kids?
I'm going to have a baby. I'll pay for a babysitter and all that.
She'll
never know we was nothing happened.
Poor crib.
She
poor
take
kids.
A 20-day trip. She going to fuck around. I'm going to take a 30-day trip and come back with a 90-day fiance.
I'm
so you better cool the fuck out.
Yo, I'm glad we're talking about this because we have a couple topics that's under the marriage love, you know,
spectrum.
Genre spectrum vibe.
Hold up, before we go, Lily says, meanwhile, half the people were her family. Is that true?
If that is, I don't know.
We got to know shit like this. We can't just be talking about shit and don't know.
I mean, we don't care about them.
DJ Envy.
Well, I don't. I care about the situation.
Melody says DJ Envy and his wife has like 6 or 7 kids. She probably needed that break.
Right. And then she just, what was that?
That was this.
Oh.
that was a mic.
Nah, but yeah.
Oh, she said he said it on the radio. All right, so let's not talk about shit.
From the radio, we're talking more so, how would y'all feel about
that situation?
Yeah. No, more so like if you was in that situation, that's you being G, yeah. Yeah. So
you might get to a point where you wanted to go away for 20 days. I'm not going to lie. That might be a vacation. You don't hear like people would be getting married. They'd be like,
they always have that, huh?
They love when their wife is away.
Yes.
You might get that. You never know.
Yeah, I love my wife is away with the kids. Don't leave me with the kids for 20 days. Take it with you.
Speaking of wives, there's a link in the notes I want you to click on. I'm going to direct you to the link. When you click it, a video is going to play. When the video play, we will listen and react to the video. Because
that's what usually what happens when you press links.
Yeah. So you're going to press number 5 on... number 5. Click number 5. Click that. Yeah, there you go. There we go. Wow. So in the video, if y'all didn't know, the Breakfast Club, they don't have... What happened? Oh, the Breakfast Club, what they're doing right now is swapping hosts because... What's her name? Your crush.
Angela Yee
Yee.
That's not my crush, number one.
My bad.
You definitely said that was your crush.
I said never mind.
you said you had a crush? Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Wait, introduce it. What are you going to say?
Nah, okay. To introduce it. Yeah. because Angela Yee isn't on the show, they are swapping third host, third mics. Yeah, they're swapping a co-host.
Yeah.
Whatever, like that.
Mm-hmm. She left the show?
Yeah, yeah, she left the show.
She got her own thing going on.
Yeah,
that she got her own that's thing. That's not going on
She's
yet.
She's independent. Now, the co-host for this episode is Lala Anthony. And she has something interesting to say.
I don't think the Anthony's there anymore. I think it's just Lala.
Lala? Yeah. All right. Lala. Low last name.
I came up here and she was on fire. Ooh. I don't know why. She came in at 6 o'clock this morning, was on fire. She was like, I have something I want to talk today on air, so I'm going to let her go.
And said, F marriage.
Yeah, like, so whoa. I was talking about, I feel like currently marriage is not a goal for people. Mm-hmm. I don't hear people who aren't married saying, like, I want to get married. You just start hearing it less and less. Like, before, that was a goal. Like, mm-hmm. before social media and just the way people interact now, I'm not in conversations with people who are talking about, like, I can't wait to meet someone and get married. Now, people say, yeah, I want to meet somebody, be in a relationship, you know, have this bond, but I don't need the marriage piece to feel mm-hmm. like it's successful. Mm-hmm. And most, I'm not saying all, be careful with my words, most married people that I know are miserable Whoa. And not happy and don't want to be married. They would prefer to be single. And what's happening is people that look at the stats and they say, oh, well, divorce rates are going down. But the issue is less people are getting married. People don't want to get married.
Now, Lala, the first thing people...
This morning, Lala came up here.
I
kind of
wish I would heard what Charlamagne would have said.
Here's what I got to say about that. When I think about my future, marriage isn't really a priority. Like, I see myself in love, I see myself with a family, but marriage doesn't, like, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be there. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. That's how I feel. What about y'all? Do you feel like your future...
Why are you laughing?
Because you didn't look at me.
I do. I see marriage in my future. Mm. For me, I want to build a construct, a family construct under marriage. Don't ask me why. It's just in me.
I never heard him say that.
You never ask. Listen, you only talk about yourself.
Oh, we've been doing this show for years. You've never came on here and said, I'm looking for somebody to get married. No.
I didn't say that. I'm not looking for someone to get married to now. But I'm saying marriage is something that I'm interested in. Marriage is something that I want to do. I want to be married.
You want to be married. Yeah. 100%.
Eventually, 100%.
I agree with her. I think that a lot of, and I kind of could speak for myself, I don't think when I was like going through the looking for dating, about it wasn't in my mind. It's like, oh, I'm looking for somebody to be my wife, right? It's like, I'm looking for somebody just to date. If it happens in the future and we click and everything is going well, yeah, we could lock it in and get married. But the pursuit of it when you're single is absent.
Yeah.
Like, no one's actually going out looking for it. To be honest, shit, a lot of people not even looking for regular relationships.
Right. Right.
Like, less and less, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Huh?
Let's talk about it. Hey, listen.
Why are we not looking for regular relationships, Gus?
Hey, you know what? Listen, I'm in my prime.
You said you're in your prime?
I'm in my prime.
Okay.
Nah, seriously.
Trust me. You're not that guy.
Hey, yo, come on.
Yo, cut that shit out,
right,
bro.
That's crazy. You hating, bro. Trying to hear that shit? I'm hating. Mm. Anywho, I like to be on the prowl. You feel me? Like, on a serious note,
fucking
though,
Black Panther over here.
I like my space. I like my peace. And I have no interest right now of being in a relationship because I've been in a relationship and I did that. At this moment, I don't want to be in that right now. Marriage, I mean, relationships are beautiful. And they can be when you're in sync with it. But I'm out of sync with relationships at the moment.
What's the number one thing you don't feel like dealing with?
Someone else.
Yo, what the fuck?
Makes sense.
I mean, that was as clear as it's going to be.
Shay, what about you? What are your views on dating and marriage?
Sorry, hold on. Just to clarify. It's the expectations of someone else that I don't want to commit to.
So you don't want the responsibility of someone else.
Exactly.
Got you.
All right. What about you? Why you?
I just said.
Nah, you. What you got? Sorry, Shake. Sorry. But he be like trying
Shake
to deflect.
Shake don't want
to
answer this question.
Boom, 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 boom. Nigga, you shoot now. What's up?
What's the question?
Nigga, the question is, why are you not in a relationship? Why are you not pursuing a relationship?
I'm not pursuing a relationship because I don't want to be in one right now.
Okay, why? Why? What's the reason? What's the real reason?
I just enjoy being single right now. Mm-hmm. And it's not saying that I'm closed-minded to a relationship. I'm open to one. But at the moment right now, I'm just not. You took my answer. That's the funny thing. I'm not trying to say what you're trying to say. But it's the same thing because we've had this conversation before. So it's the same thing. I just don't want to be. I'm not in a point where I want to be responsible for anybody else emotionally.
Yes.
Financially.
Yes.
You know, I'm at a place where I'm focusing on myself.
Yes. But look,
Shake, do you agree with what Lala was saying about people not wanting to get married? Like, and what's your kind of take in terms of marriage?
I can say I agree. I agree that a lot of people don't have marriage in mind when it comes to, you know, being in a relationship. But at the end of the day, for me personally, I do see myself, you know, getting married, you know. Because mm-hmm. Lala says a lot of miserable people that's married. I've seen happy people that's married. Mm. You know, like, it just depends on how you move in your relationship. If you move with the mindset, yo, I want to be single, of course you're not going to be happy in your relationship. You're not going to be happy in your marriage because you're looking to get out.
Mm-hmm. But Shake, the ratio of people you see who are married that are happy as opposed to not being happy, mm-hmm. what would you say trumps the other? Is it people who are more happy in marriages or people who are not happy in marriages? Did I say that right?
I mean, my thing is when I'm looking, when I see people who aren't happy in marriages, it's usually like celebrities and shit.
No. I'm talking about people you know. Like when you meet people.
As far as people I know people that's been through their ups and downs, but they're willing to be together in their marriage.
All right, I'm going to ask you this one more time. For the most part, people you come across who are married, are they happy in their marriage or not happy in their marriage?
So let me reinstate what I just stated. So there are people in marriages that I know.
Fuck! Yes,
yeah, because I'm not going to answer it the way you want me to. There are people in marriages that I know who have been through their ups and downs, but they're willing to go through those ups and downs in order to keep the marriage going. Mm. I'm not saying there's not people out there telling me, like, yo, I'm so miserable in my marriage. There's not people telling me that. Mm. There's people telling me that they've been through ups and downs. Mm. That's what I see. I don't see people telling me, like, yo, I'm so miserable, bringing down their relationship or want to be single so bad. To me, that's immature. What are you telling me that shit for? Mm.
You should be a politician. He did real good there.
Nigga,
Bobbin and weaving.
Did I finish? Here's what I think. I think more people would get married.
Hold on. Did I finish?
You finished, nigga.
Did I finish? You don't pick when I'm finished. Now I'm finished. Go ahead, Austin.
All right. I think more people would get married if they saw more successful marriages. I have not seen as many successful marriages as I've seen marriages that fell apart.
That's how you answer a question.
But yeah, I think just seeing marriage, if all my friends, my family, everybody's married, happily married, and like there's no divorces, there's no problems, no breakups, no baby daddy issues, like all of that stuff. Like,
right.
If I witness that, it makes me more comfortable to move forward with that. Right? It's like, oh, this works. This is good. It's not scary. But you see all the bad more than you see the good.
I think if you go back to what Shake
from
said,
my experiences,
right? If you go back to what Shake said, in my opinion, the reason that people don't look at marriages and think that it's a good thing mm-hmm. is because they look at it as I'm supposed to be happy in marriage. And I've said it before on the show, I don't think marriage is about happiness. No. I think it's about working with the person that you're with to create a life, a family, whatever you guys want together.
Right.
That don't mean you're going to be happy all the time. Like he said, it's going to be ups and downs. But people don't want to hear that. They want to know, once this guy or this girl not making me happy no more, it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
And that's not what marriage is about. So
And me personally, it comes from a standpoint, like, yeah, I do see myself getting married. But my thing is, I don't want my kids to have my last name and then their mom don't have my last name.
Baby mama?
I don't want a baby mama.
You don't want a baby mama.
That's not my goal.
Shit, I'll take that any day.
You'll take a baby mama?
No, I'll take my kids having my last name.
I mean,
that's more valuable to me.
No, so just fuck the girl.
No, there's value in that. But
if it comes to that,
whoa.
Nah, I'm playing.
You're not playing. You dead ass.
You
dead ass.
Nah, but I'm just saying, like, that's.
Let me get into the comments after this.
That's something that, like, when I see, like, you know, the whole baby mama, baby daddy, all that shit. Like, it's like, all right, am I gonna repeat the cycle or you know break it? And I don't want to repeat it.
That's right. Melody says, I think a lot of people don't value marriage anymore. It's sad. I have so much to say about this topic. Then say it, Melody. Lily says, but you'll make a family happen, Gus?
Yes. I'm not against marriage. But I want it. If I'm going to marry someone, it has to go with the flow. Like, it has to. To me, it has to be an organic feeling on my own. I don't want to get married because it's the right thing to do. Quote unquote.
Can you have a family without marriage?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
Shoot. You can have a family when the mom and dad get a divorce, it's still a family. Mom,
it's
even
a broken family.
Yeah. But it's still a family at the end of the day.
Nah, bro. I don't need that.
Still a family.
It's a broken family.
I mean, hold on.
I didn't finish the let me finish.
My bad.
Jay Brown says, shout out to Jay Brown in the chat.
Yeah.
They say marriage isn't for everyone. The society, and society to me just brainwashed people into the thought I need to get married. JMC Jay says, checking in. What's up, JMC Jay?
Well,
and last thing, Melody says, I absolutely hate the fact that people look at their peers' relationships to determine if it's for them or not. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
You gonna go?
No, you could go.
I think marriage, for the most part, is usually a cultural thing. So you're usually, like, I was raised in church, so church pushes marriage,
yeah, me too,
especially
man.
At a young age. Mm, like, yep. they tell you, the earlier you get married, the better, so you don't fornicate.
Do you want a revolution?
Whoop, whoop.
I said, do you want a revolution?
Whoop, whoop.
I thought we'd do that on every episode.
Nah, my thing,
dead ass.
We gotta get Kirk Franklin.
My thing is, I didn't grow up in the church. I've been to church, but I didn't grow up there. But,
I thought it, but I wasn't going to say it.
I didn't grow up in church, but I've been in church.
Satan.
Thank you.
Continue.
And plus, you can pray anywhere.
That's
you can
fact.
Worship anywhere. You don't have to worship in the church.
You're right.
It says it in the Bible. You right. wouldn't know that. Anyway.
Try telling that to somebody that go to church.
Right.
They ain't trying to hear that.
Let's not get into this religious stuff.
Come as you are. What the fuck is your suit? Anyway. but like, I've seen examples of, like, great marriages. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen examples of people going through their ups and downs. My best friend Wes, right? Mm-hmm. My best friend Wes, his parents have a beautiful marriage. Is it perfect? No. Do they go through the ups and downs? Absolutely. But they work together as a team to, you know, go against the odds. So that's when I see stuff like that, it's like, yo, that's something I want to strive for. It's not necessarily the title. Like, it's not necessarily just being married. But it's like that building that, you know, foundation and then, you know, having that go for generations because that's what his family is. They have generational, like, they've been married, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's in his family. Mm. So why not? Like, I would want that for myself because I just want to build that foundation.
No. Shout out Wes' parents.
Right.
Yep.
I've definitely, yep. In my family, last thing I'm going to say is this.
Shout out Cam and Scott LaRock.
I was raised in a heavily Christian environment. I mm-hmm. can say that.
Heavily.
Heavenly?
Heavenly and heavily.
Heavy on the heavenly.
Doubled H.
Now, and I can say that when I was younger, that's what I felt like it was supposed to. I was supposed to get married, have the kids, things of that nature. And that's how you build your family. But to me, it's like whether or not you're married, you can. To me, I still feel like you can still build a family.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no right or wrong way.
Right.
It's just up to the two people that's in a relationship. If they want to make it work, it's going to work.
The beautiful thing about it, I think, is making the decision for yourself.
Right. True.
And not making a decision just because your family says that it's the right thing to do.
Or
right.
your girl says, your or girl, your man says yeah, it's the right thing
to do. You got
to
come to that decision for yourself. Exactly. If you want to get married, get married. But don't get married for no girl.
Right.
No, not true.
Don't get married because your parents said you got to get married. Don't get married just because you got her pregnant.
Get married because you want to in your heart.
Exactly.
Don't accept you want to get married. That's
exactly.
Right. All right, so
moving on.
I got one question for y'all. I was thinking about this the other day.
What's up?
How would you like to propose? Do you have, like, in your head, it's a yes or no. Do you have, like, a vision of how you would propose to your significant other in the future?
Go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home.
What does that mean?
Go all out.
Yeah.
Make it special.
Make it an event.
Because ain't nobody going to look at you at the wedding. All right?
That's a fact.
But everybody going to look at you when you get down on one knee.
Make that proposal so good that you
nobody going
to
look at
sold.
You at the wedding, but when you down on one knee, that's when everybody looks
so
at you.
So are you saying...
That's my moment.
That's what you're saying.
That's my moment.
You say your moment is a proposal.
What the fuck?
Nigga.
You trying to interrupt us.
Yeah, you right?
I'm
table.
Talking, and then y'all cut me off.
I didn't even hear you talking.
Because right. Maybe that's a fucking problem. We was...
Proceed, chick. My
fucking
bad.
Whack-ass auto design that. Fuck y'all. Anyway, yeah, dish y'all school.
Continue, brother.
Fuck, man. Fuck it now. I don't want to say it.
They ain't have shit to say.
All right, so what about you?
Speaking of the mic, nigga, what? I can't hear you.
You going to let him get away with that?
I don't know what he says.
What I said?
Man. Fuck Van? Yeah. Yo, watch your mouth, nigga. Yeah, nigga, nigga right. I don't care about Van.
Fellow.
You was never a real one. It was cut
you,
school.
Do you have a vision of how you would propose to your significant other in the future?
It would be circumstantial. I would have to go off of us, you know? Maybe how we met, first place we met.
So he has no
the
vision.
The things that she likes.
Are you going to, like...
What do you mean by circumstantial?
Are you going to go the extra mile?
Is different.
Or are you just going to propose to her in your
living
room?
Of course. The only thing I don't like is I was with someone, and she said that if I ever proposed to her...
She told you how she wanted it?
I didn't like that.
And that was my next thing.
I didn't
thing.
Like that.
That was my... That was my next thing right there.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
You can suggest to me how you would want... Like, the most you should be able to suggest is, hey, I want my family and friends there.
Yeah.
But how I do it should not be... You should not be in it.
It's none of your damn business.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, like you said, you had an example. The example,
it's none of your business.
Your example was, how you going to tell me how to surprise you? How you going to plan your own surprise party?
Right. Like, yeah. That's controlling.
I'm going to give you the date, the time, and all that. Nah, like that shit is a turn off.
That's
for
controlling.
Me.
And you already get to plan the wedding.
Ladies in the chat, do you tell your man how you want to be proposed to?
You already get to plan the wedding.
That's a fact.
Let me get this.
Right.
And
you don't trust me? You don't trust that I can give you the proposal that you've been waiting for your whole life?
Right, niggas about to drive 50K on a fucking wedding.
250K.
But some people don't go hard on the proposal.
They don't.
Would you go hard on a proposal?
Depending on how much.
You love her?
Would you go hard on a proposal?
Yes. I would do everything that I can financially.
I hear that.
Yo, but why does everything have to be some big thing now? Gender reveals, proposal, wedding. Why the fuck it gotta be all of this?
What you mean wedding?
Why gotta be all this?
This is the sounds of an angry single wedding? Man.
Nah, but listen.
Wedding is a big deal.
Okay, wedding is a big deal, but right. why does everything now have to be an event? Before a baby shower was a baby shower. Now niggas popping bottles at the baby shower.
It's lit.
Niggas been popping bottles at baby shower.
Where
you
been? Niggas been fighting it up.
Where you been?
That's why they fighting because they drunk.
Maybe have an open bar at the baby shower.
But back to the topic at hand. I feel like
baby come out drunk.
I feel like it's a turn off. You telling me, giving me instructions on what you want. Now, I've definitely in my prior relationships, girls showing me rings, engagement rings of something that they like. And I'm like, I understand it. And I will hold my, ego. I'm like, all right, okay, she's telling me what she wants. And still, don't tell me what you want.
You heard this? <that.
laughs> To me, it's like, listen, trust and believe that I have you in mind when I make my decisions for you. Like,
right.
When it comes to the proposal, when it comes to the engagement ring and all that,
right.
You're in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell me things, I'm a contrarian. I'm going to do the opposite. You want a diamond, I'm going to give you a pearl.
You're what? You're what?
What? I'm a contrarian.
If you want a diamond, I'm going to give you a pearl?
Yeah.
Nigga say you're capital.
I'm being facetious right now, but still.
Yo.
Read the chat.
You can't win. That's what I'm saying. I'm, you can't win. Hold on, let me read the chat.
What the chat saying right now?
So is the damn chat. I didn't even say shit yet.
Go ahead, Shake.
No, no.
Because he's loading up his brain.
No, read the chat.
Jay Brown says, boat ride to a private island. That's how he would.
Go hard or go home. All right,
Jay Brown.
Let me write that down.
What island though? Rockaway?
And he says he has a, or he or she says they have 100 proposal ideas. Melody says, go hard or go home. I love that. Standing ovation. Sit your down. Now I'm playing. Jay Brown says, that's why you not with her now, bro. That's a fact. She did too much. Shout out Sheridan in the chat.
What up, cuz? What's going on, cuz?
Sheridan says, nope, because I feel like I'm asking for you to do it instead of you doing it because you want to. Lily says, I'll just daydream about it. Okay. Jay Brown says some got this own fairy tale and some just spoiled. I wonder for the girls who proposals. Who proposals don't go the way don't go they way, do they have resentment? Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Probably, because you know they hold grudges. Melody,
like if she wanted a dinner with her family and friends, but you know, you just proposed to her with
in
just,
Times Square.
Just y'all. Mm. Some people want their family and friends there to witness it.
Right? Yeah.
I'm having and a whole hood there.
It's a dope proposal, too.
He proposing in the middle of Brooklyn.
Right.
Bro.
You know what I mean? You're going to be like, yo. Yeah, settle down. Hold on. Showtime, y'all. Hold on.
I got my speech and my Timbs. Hold on.
Hey, yo. Baby. We go together like chicken and gravy. I was wondering, maybe, would marry me?
It's going to be in a chopped cheese case.
The fuck is a chopped cheese case?
Wrapped in foil paper.
I just imagine it mad greasy. The fuck is that?
Take the ring out.
You'll be like, hold on.
Shit.
Melody says, the only thing I suggested was to not mention it to anyone other than my father. He can keep a secret. Don't let my aunt or cousin know you want to propose. I'll find out. LOL. All right, last comment. The Tina Show. Shout out to Tina Show. She says, people are celebrating life more than ever before. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes,
so many lives have perished in a blink of an eye over these past few years. Nothing wrong with putting the maximum effort into creating new memories. I highly disagree.
What I was going to say, you know
agree.
That was for you, right?
Niggas die every day.
What I was going to say is, I'm going to go all out, all right? The flowers, you know, rose petals, cameramen, all right? I'm going to look like
you're a lover boy.
You got to have a cameraman.
Stop trying to get clients, nigga.
I'm going to have one for photos. one for video, okay? If I could get an orchestra, I will. All right. Fireworks.
A freestyler?
Come on now. Go all out.
Is she worth it?
Huh? She better be worth it for all that.
Imagine you got to do it again.
Let me ask y'all a question.
People that get married twice is
jaded.
That's crazy. I mean, you went through the experience of having a wedding twice.
Imagine three times.
They probably stop at that point, right?
I was just talking to somebody.
Fuck, you stand up there and say, I do three times.
I was just talking to somebody at work, and I asked him, like, because he's been married twice. And I said, doesn't that deter you from getting married again? He said, nah.
He said, I love a party.
He said, because it's like, logically, the reason why it didn't work is because of something was wrong in the relationship.
Right.
So it doesn't mean that your next marriage is going to be doomed.
But that's the thing that gets me, though. A lot of people will weigh their next situation because of the first one. Mm. That has nothing to do with the next person you're with. I feel like stop taking your baggage from that and putting on the next situation.
But speaking about baggage, though, do y'all wish, like your exes, right? Your exes or people in your past that, you know, you cut off because they did something wrong. They wronged you. Mm-hmm. Do you wish, like, not ill will towards them, but do you wish they stay down bad while you continue to evolve in life?
No.
No?
I give no energy to them.
No.
No. I'm not gonna put bad on you because we didn't work out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It didn't work out for us. Mm-hmm. But I still wish you the best. I want you to win.
Mm-hmm. All right. Same. You?
If you're my enemy, I don't want you to win. Mm. But
your ex is your enemy?
Well, he said people.
Yeah, yeah, I said.
I have no
people?
People
yeah.
too.
I have,
you stupid.
Yeah, I was about to say, nigga, you a Leo, nigga. You know how that go. You betray us, nigga. It's over for you. Anyway, never but as for before. Exes, no, I don't have any exes. I wish any bad anything on. Ever. Okay. Yeah. I love all my exes till this day.
Like when they glow up, if they
not like that.
when your exes meet someone and they're happily married and stuff like that, you won't be like, damn.
I might try a little something.
All right. You're gonna try to how you strong your marriage is.
See how strong your marriage is. You hear me?
You gonna pull up, yo, dude. Like when you say
in
love,
marriage, there's a little temptation.
Remember when we used
I'm
to
the temptation.
Yeah, let's see how real this marriage really is.
Hey, yo, my man.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. Like, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that.
You hit up with the. Remember when we used to?
Yeah, I don't do stuff like that. We leave married women alone.
Do we?
We don't touch married women.
We?
Your man's in them live. We respect marriages.
That's a fact.
Yeah, we do.
That's a fact.
Once she's once that ring is on the finger, marriage, not engaged.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right.
Shout out to everybody that's in the chat right now. Make sure you share this link. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe.
Yes, sir. Shout out everybody in the chat. We appreciate y'all.
Let's keep this going. We're going to go into the new segment called News on the Scroll.
Why you look at Austin like that?
I'm not even gonna look at her.
Nigga said, I'm not even gonna look at her.
News on the Scroll.
I'm not even gonna look at her. News on the Scroll.
Yeah, that's what you wanted, nigga?
That was smooth.
That was smooth. I'm not gonna lie.
Trash.
And that goofy ass
news on the Scroll.
That shit is bad.
Weirdos.
What courage and cowardly dog?
Fucking weirdo.
Miriam.
So Young Miami likes golden showers.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Hey, man, that's what's going on her show. I forgot what it's called. What's her show called?
Carisha.
And Carisha, please.
Her first name.
Yeah. Carisha, please. She says she likes golden showers.
That's Young Miami show?
Yeah. Her name is Carisha. That's her where show? The Young Miami that's, came from,
Carisha?
I thought she was being...
It looked like she was the guest.
She's on every episode.
Her name nigga, is I in just the saw show. The clip.
I did not know.
It's
what
a
I'm
big ass Carisha behind her.
Irrelevant. She likes golden showers.
I didn't pay attention.
How do we feel about that?
Please.
How we feel about that?
My nose itch.
She like to get peed on. Any comments?
You know what I be thinking?
What you be thinking, Drew?
Yo, here's my theory, real quick. I think that when a girl likes a guy, right? Sometimes that guy likes certain things. It could be freaky. It could be kinky. Sometimes he likes to do stuff, right? And he'll do that to said girl. And then because it's kind of out there and she did it, she kind of just says that she liked it because she doesn't want to say that she didn't like it, because if she says she didn't like it, then you the girl that just got pissed on and didn't like it. Does that make sense?
I get that.
Like, do you really like it, or are you just saying you liked it because it was done to you by a certain someone?
I think in some cases that could be it to, you know, save embarrassment. But in this case, I don't think it's that. I don't think it came out that a male was peeing on her and now she like, yeah, I like to get peed on. This, I think she just like, yo, I like to get peed on. When they was talking about the freakiest thing they did. And
that's what I'm
like
saying.
That.
But a lot of the time, sometimes someone will say, oh, fuck. Holy shit. This nigga almost broke my motherfucking camera. Oh, my God.
His eyes. His eyes right now.
Nigga, the look of fear in my eyes in this fucking shit.
And we need a sandbag
or something? I'm cursing too much.
Do we need a you?
Yeah, we getting demonetized. Off it.
Oh.
You saw the new YouTube stuff?
Yeah.
We
can't curse no more, y'all.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I have a potty mouth.
We can't curse no more. Nah.
All right. But, I mean, if you like to get peed on, then you like to get peed on. Sometimes, you know, it takes a certain someone to bring that type of stuff out of you. And right. I'm not judging you. You
let
ever peed on someone
question.
Before?
No. But let me ask y'all
Shake?
A question.
No.
Austin, you ever peed on someone before?
He said no comment. So.
Austin is waving his imaginary penis around and acting like he's peeing on someone.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Let me ask y'all a question. Have you ever turned a girl out?
As far as.
So basically,
like she was gay and I made her not gay?
No. That's not what I was saying.
What you talking about?
Bello. So to me, definition of turning someone out is kind of putting them on to your freakiness. Like putting them on to shit they've never done before.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
I feel like that's your job as a man.
Okay.
You're supposed to turn them out.
Yeah.
Have you ever been turned out?
Yes.
Zoom in, zoom
what?
In.
Yo,
what? You never had just a freaky, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, she did some shit. You like, yeah. I like that now.
I'm going to put that in the resume. Yeah, I'm going to try it on somebody else.
Another notch in the boat.
Right.
You know, you could replace a vacuum cleaner, I tell you. Never mind.
You stupid.
That's a fact. I mean, anything head-wise, there's nothing you could really do. Like, to wow me. Like, what you going to do now? You know? What? Fruit? What you going to do?
Until you meet the right one.
I've met the right one.
Hey, nigga. There's couple other, times. There's other right ones. There's other, there's other levels.
My name is Pretzel.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
That's nasty.
Yeah,
true.
That's gross. Nah, yeah. I didn't say that.
You're filthy.
I'm too close.
Yo, we not going to play the clip with this one. Oh, we about
she
to
just
read?
Likes getting peed on. That's not. What's the big deal? Is that a problem for you? If a girl asks you to pee on her, are you going to pee on her?
Yes. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Shake.
Yep.
I'm just going to make sure I drink a lot of water before
would
I go
you let her pee on you? Would you let her pee on you?
No. Look at his face.
No?
You can squirt.
You letting
you're not going to make me the pee
pee,
man.
Pee on you?
What you not going to do?
You letting a girl pee on you?
She could get my foot.
She can pee on your foot.
Yeah.
Nigga wants his foot wet.
Nah, I'm joking.
That's how you get athlete's foot.
Ain't nobody peeing on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Now.
Ain't nobody peeing on me.
Look at this nigga.
Hell no.
Yo, we were just talking about marriage and shit. Y'all hear about Fresher and his, I guess, his fiance some shit?
Why you ain't bringing that up?
Can I can I read the comments real quick, please? Ah, damn. The Tina Show says, no, doesn't make sense to me. Just have discretion or lie and say it never happened. I'm not about to say I like something to save face. What the hell? Okay. Shout out Big Joe in the chat.
Big Joe. Yeah.
Melody says, I'm here for the freaky, freaky things. However, do not pee on me. Melody, what about in the shower? No? Jay Brown says, tell her get...
I don't think setting matters.
Jay Brown says, tell her get a fruit roll up and wrap it around and tell her don't stop till it's gone. That's... That's something.
Welcome to your man to the block.
Yeah, that's dope.
He said that's dope.
That's fine. All right, good.
All right, so real fast. No, we ain't gotta
wait, hold on, you know how thick for roll up.
That shit thick. For roll up's thick.
It's gonna disappear.
What if she cheat and start biting it and then accidentally bite you?
That's not it. That don't sound like a good
hit on top of the head.
Lily says you wanna pee on Melody Juice. Lily.
Whoa.
Lily, what are you talking about? Lily.
Wait.
What?
There will be no urine on the live
chat. I'm just asking a question. I don't want to pee on anybody that doesn't want to be peed on.
He's stupid, bro.
Yeah, that clip was that I think they posted the Dave Chappelle shit. The skit from that shit. That shit had me dying when I seen it. I'm going to piss on you.
Drip, drip. All right, real fast. Fresher was on, I think, a television show or some shit like that.
Yep.
I thought it was Love and Hip Hop.
Real fast. He wants to get married and go to the courts to get married and use that money to invest. His significant other wants a $250,000 wedding. And they having a little back and forth about that.
It's not the one for me. Next.
All right. What about you? What would you do in that situation?
That's house money. More than house money.
Okay. What about you?
How much he putting down?
Good question.
Austin question.
He mentioned in the video.
We can do it, but you got to be putting in.
He mentioned in the video she doesn't work.
Her daddy rich?
And she was calling him broke.
Her daddy rich? Wait, she called him?
She was like, stop being cheap. Stop, on that type.
Yeah, don't marry her, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He should have hit her with the wait.
wait a minute.
No way you demanding a $250,000 wedding. You broke. And you calling me broke.
Right. That's a fact.
That's gaslight right
there. But here's the thing.
OD. That's gaslight.
Here's the thing. I recently saw them on, they was on a talk show. And they was asking them questions about, getting married or whatever. The whole $250,000 thing. And then the host asked her, she was like, are your parents married? She said, yeah. And she was like, how much did they spend on the wedding? She was like, well, they got married at the courthouse.
This is the girl?
Yeah. So Fresher was like, Well, like, if your parents was good enough to get married at the courthouse, why can't you do it? Especially if the reasoning is because, yeah, I may have the bread to do it, but I want to invest it for our future. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
$250K.
Yeah, there's no reason your wedding should be that much money. Yeah, unless you fucking Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, there's no reason.
And I don't even think Jay-Z and Beyonce wedding gonna cost that much.
Yeah, it's probably way more than that.
$250K is crazy.
That's wild. That's not the girl for me.
Right. Now.
And now her going hard. Mm.
You're right. That's not the girl for you. That's the girl for Fresher. Fresher, figure it out.
Yeah.
Now, say if this girl, right, she was a waiter at a restaurant, and she was entitled to a tip. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about tipping, guys?
I think you should ask Austin this question.
I think you should. Could have did a little bit better with that, but.
Yeah, that was a terrible transition, but I'm here for you, brother. I'm backing you up. You're doing a great job today.
It was good. Job. It was real good until that point right there.
My thing was, I'm thinking.
Gus is like, why? She mentioned it.
She work at a restaurant, and she going to put it in for the wedding?
I was trying to figure out where he was connecting it, but.
She ain't going to put in no money with it's okay with Austin.
To have a fresh start. It's okay to have a fresh start.
So, next how do we feel about tipping? Right?
You got a video we want to play?
There was a video, but I think I messed up the link.
Okay.
You can try it. I think I deleted the letter in the link.
No, it's a.
I think we should have this conversation about tips. Okay. Giving tips, paying tips. My ultimate
you don't gotta play
base for this topic is tips are not required. Mm. You should not feel like you are obligated to give a tip, no matter where you go, no matter what you do. Now, this comes from a person who I go out, yes, but I also work where I have the opportunity to receive tips from my work. Mm. I never look to anyone to say, hey, give me a tip. If I wanted more money for my tip, I mean, if I wanted more money in my pocket for my tip, that's crazy. What kind of work is this nigga doing? If I wanted more money, I would charge more for my service. Some people don't have the luxury to do that, but to that I would say find another job.
Because that's where she was coming from. She was coming from someone who was in the video. She was coming from a place where she's only making about such and such an hour, and majority of her check is supposed to be coming from tips. And she had a breakdown, a meltdown. Talking about like, why don't you tip? You don't know how hard it is. So your response to her would be, get another job. Okay.
But like, the thing is, someone would stand there, a waitress, and complain, or a bartender. I had a bartender complain to me before, and a waiter complain to me before about not giving a tip, not giving enough tip. Mm. I gave you a tip. I do give
That's
tips.
Crazy.
I
That's
do.
Crazy.
I gave you a tip, and then you show that you're greedy. And I took my shit back.
He calls it greedy.
I took my shit back. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it's like the person would get so mad at all the customers and all the people they serve and then complain that they don't get paid enough. If your problem is that you don't get paid enough, you should be talking to your employer. I'm not responsible for your check. Your employer is responsible for your check, right? The 400 people you serve in a week is not responsible for how much money you make. The person you should be talking to about how much money you make hired you. That's your employer.
I agree.
People never, never take the chance to talk to their employer.
Kyrie Coleman.
But they will complain about all the people, the 400 people they saw in a week, but they won't talk to their employer once.
All right.
That's my problem with tips. Kyrie's stupid. He told him literally, call Shane if you wanted him to call
him. Listen, I agree with what you're saying. But I have a problem with people who don't tip at all.
Why are you black?
Like, how can you feel like you can sit through a service? Someone comes, they take care of you the entire time, and you don't have to give them nothing.
What's the problem?
That's crazy.
Nah.
Did you pay
for the service that you received?
You're paying for your meal, right? But you're also, if the waiter did a great job in making the experience great for you and the people that you're with, or the person that you're with, you don't feel any type of feeling to bless that person with a little bit extra, knowing that they don't get paid anything? They get paid fucking... Chump change.
Where do you draw the line with who you give tips to?
Anybody gets tips. I feel like, all right, for example, I told you this story. I was late running to GNC, right? I called GNC up. I said, yo, I'm going to be late. By the time I get there, y'all going to be closed. Can you put this protein aside for me? Mm-hmm. I'm going to come pick it up, right?
Yep.
He did it. I got there at like, it closed at 9. I got there at like 9:05, 9:10. He unlocked the door for me. He go in. I buy my shit. I give him a 10. Because he didn't you have to do that. You feel me? What up, Kyrie?
Which is true.
So if you go I'm above and beyond for me, I'm going to tip you. That's what I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You went to college, right?
Yes.
When you was in college, did you ever finish a class and be like, I want to give my professor a tip?
No, because them niggas was trying to fail me.
He paid off his salary.
Hold on. Kyrie, can I introduce you?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Kyrie.
You don't gotta yell at me.
Yeah, don't
we have Kyrie here on the live line.
What's up, Kyrie? Everybody?
What's going on, Kyrie? What's going on?
What's up, class?
Kyrie is a serial tipper.
How you just going to jump into the conversation without being introduced?
My bad. Somebody brought up a bad comparison. First of all, professors and educators don't get tips. It's in their contracts. Second of all, they're getting paid a salary.
Oh, so now we go based on contract and salary.
No. Hold on. I do think educators need to get paid more, but they're not getting paid minimum wage. So, well, most of them aren't getting paid minimum wage. Waiters get paid minimum. Didn't waiters get paid below minimum wage?
Yeah, below minimum wage.
Okay, exactly. So tipping helps balance that getting close to that pay that they need.
So you feel responsible for someone else's salary?
No, you know what my problem is? I have a problem with people who go into establishments who are getting service and have the most judicious mindset thinking, oh, you have to wow me to get
yes!
Like, that's my thing. It's like somebody's providing you a good service, and all you're thinking about is all this measures and extremities that they need to go through just to get a tip. And then you don't even tip them good. You tip them
10%. 10%.
Like, you tip them baseline.
Bullshit.
Like, come on. Like, that's
Kyrie's
so
a percentage guy.
Cheap.
No, I just feel like I get annoyed with people who go in getting a service. And then go in there with this mindset like, oh, like you got to bow down to somebody's knees just to get a tip. Like,
right.
It's not that
serious. Have you ever been
in a retail store, Kyrie, and you were looking for a product, a T-shirt.
Yes.
They didn't have your size. They went in the back, found your size.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give them a tip?
Not necessarily, no.
I've never done that.
I don't think that applies.
Is it a no or is it not necessarily?
Listen.
No,
I've never done that. Hold on.
Because a lot of people who work in sales and work on the floor are getting minimum wage.
I've never done that, but I have had that done to me. And I was working at Home Depot, and I did go out my way, do the forklift, get stuff out from the back, move pallets and shit, and they do tip you.
Here's where I give a tip, right? I give a tip. Not if we're talking about shirt, no. But if we're talking about something that I've been looking for and then I can't find, and it costs a lot of money, yeah, I'm a tip because I know I can't find this anywhere else. A shirt, no, I'm not gonna tip it because the pricing and the product it don't match the tip amount. But if it's something that's expensive and I know I can't find it and I want it and I want it bad and you went to great lengths to get it, yeah, I'm a tip. I'll throw a little $10 tip here. Take this. I tip people who bring furniture to my house.
I need to make more money. Kyrie out here just handing out tens. I need to make more money.
Oh my god!
I understand if somebody does bad service, right? Like if they're just shitty at their job, right? You're not deserving of a tip.
But you would still tip someone who give you bad service.
I would tip somebody, but it wouldn't be a good tip. It would be like a very very basic.
You
tip.
Feel obligated to give that tip? If they give you bad service, do you feel obligated to give them a tip?
You know what? You know I'm gonna give them a tip. Well, it depends. If you start cursing me out, I ain't tipping you.
Not cursing you out, but they just kept forgetting you. Your food came out cold.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna say, hey, listen, like you're not doing a good job. You need to step it up. Like I'm gonna tell them because at the end of the day,
Kyrie,
like yo,
I can't. Kyrie, hold on.
Kyrie,
you know that whole plan of
Kyrie is a Karen.
You know that whole point of not getting cursed out? If you tell them they're not doing a good job, they're going to curse you out.
Then that's on them. But if you know you're not doing a good job, and I'm telling you
I'm not talking about nothing. You're going to see in the tip that you get.
Here's my stance on it. I evolved. When I was younger, 19, 20, early 20s, I wasn't a tipper at all. Because I felt like, hey.
I'm broke.
This is your... No. Nah, not even. This is... You chose to work here.
Yep.
You chose to be a waiter or who, you know, you chose to be in this field. And
okay, but don't you
hold on, nigga. About, I did not finish, my brother. You had the floor for a good
hold on, nigga. I did not finish, my brother.
Hey, wait one second.
You know, Gus can't go too long without talking.
One second, nigga. Yeah, that's crazy. But let me just say this for the next 20 minutes. Yeah, like you chose to work here, so for you to be entitled to a tip, it's crazy to me. But being around women and then women judging me and all that other stuff, I started to tip a little bit.
Women made you tip?
Yeah. It's like, yo, you ain't gonna tip.
Was they giving the tip? Was they leaving the tip?
Yeah, yeah. They were the big tippers. Shit. I was about to leave. Hold on, wait. Here's 100. I mean, lady, what?
100's crazy.
Listen, let me just make this very clear. My argument, I do give tips.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think
you're a bad tipper.
No, any tip is a good tip. What the fuck? If I give you $1, if I give you $10, I just gave you extra.
I agree with you, but...
And that my problem is the obligation. I feel like there should be an obligation for it.
Yes.
If you did bad service, I don't think I should still give you a tip.
Yeah.
Okay, if you did okay service, I don't think... you shouldn't feel like you deserve a tip.
If you are good at your job, you deserve a tip. If you're not good at your job, you don't deserve a tip.
All right, let Kyrie go, and then we're going to move on.
Austin, can I ask you a question? What type of service do you consider is tippable to you? Because I'm trying to understand. You're saying if they give okay service, you don't think that's tippable. Like
if they give what okay service?
Standards. What is your tipping standards, right? What is your tipping standards?
I went into a pizza shop, right? He took my slice, he put it in the oven, he bagged my slice, okay. I went to the register. I paid on the little electronic machine. I swiped my card. The machine asked me if I want to leave a tip on a slice of pizza that he just heated up for me and handed to me. And I
paid. Made it.
Yeah, I always press the red button.
I'm not leaving a tip.
He made the pizza.
So I asked you about a story. I asked you,
I'm giving you an example of a service that. What are you saying?
Okay, but you're not answering okay, so I'm asking you, right? Obviously, you don't think that's civil service. Fine. But I'm telling you what would make you want to tip somebody?
I'm going to tell you where I do give tips. Does that help?
Yes, yes, that helps.
I tip my barber. Mm-hmm. I do tip my barber. I do tip at a bar. I've recently tipped at a bar. I do tip at restaurants.
Strip clubs?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm not in a strip club. I don't know why I thought about that. But my thing is, yes, I will give tips.
Closing, but you're making a closing statement, right?
Yeah, don't. That was a microaggression.
Gus got a lot of those.
What the hell is that?
I just don't think anyone should feel obligated to a tip. Like I said, I do work. I do personal work, service work, and I do it to the best of my ability every single time. Do I look for a tip at the end of my service? Mm-hmm. No.
What if you was getting minimum wage doing your service?
I would increase my service cost. If I instead of me charging you $100, if I feel like I need more money and I'm relying on tip to get me more money, why not just increase to $120?
So you're telling me you wouldn't be a waiter?
If I needed to be a waiter, I'd be a waiter. What kind of question is that? I don't think I'd be a good waiter, to be honest. But
so if your check was based off of tips, would you be entitled to a tip if you did a good service? If you did outstanding services and you wasn't getting tips, would you be upset with the people or would you be upset with the job?
The job. Okay. Because I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to say, I don't understand, and anybody could call in who is working in the field where they're told that their check is based on tips. Like, they pay you so little and they make you rely on tips. I need to have a conversation with somebody who's in that line of work.
Mm.
If you're in that line of work, please call in, educate me. Tell me why you accept a job to give you less than minimum wage, which I don't know how that's illegal if it's a federal minimum wage.
I mean, certain places like bars and clubs and stuff like that, sometimes that's how the check is. Like, yo, it's going to be busy on Saturday. You're going to get tips. Sometimes they take a percentage out of the tips because you're going to get a lot of tips.
Anyway. Yeah, Melody,
are you going there and taking that job with the knowledge that I'm going to get tips because people tip at bars?
Yeah.
Or are you taking the job because I need a job? I got no money. They hiring. This is the only job I can find that's hiring.
I think it's both. Kyrie, what you have to say? Closing argument.
No, I'm finished. I'm done.
I heard you in the back. That you finished?
Yeah, no, I'm done, yeah.
Just don't feel obligated.
All right, Kyrie, thank you for calling in to the live line.
All right. Segment. I got you, Drew.
I appreciate you, brother. Cheap ass nigga hosting.
Different bros unite.
But you said the same. You said the same thing though.
No, I didn't.
You feel like people should feel obligated to get a tip?
I think you should tip. No, I don't think people should feel obligated.
Okay, that's what I said.
Yeah, but you.
I don't think you have to give a tip every single time, and I don't think that person should be obligated to feel like they deserve a tip.
We had a conversation about people that you felt like should get tips and not, and I felt like it was kind of crazy. Like you were saying, the Uber driver should, the fucking Uber Eats shouldn't get tips.
What's wrong with that?
That's crazy.
You feel obligated.
They should get,
do you feel obligated to give them a tip?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you feel that?
Because they just.
Because the society tells you that?
No, because they don't really make that much off the order. So I'm going to give them a little something extra. They brought me the food. It was warm.
You ever worked Uber Eats?
No.
Did you ever?
I know people who work Uber Eats.
Did they ever show you how much they make off an order?
Not a specific order, but they do tell me that they don't make a lot.
I know people who make. Who work Uber for a living, right? They make their salary
Uber Eats,
whatever, right? They're doing a car service, but they do it 8 hours a day like a regular job. And then I know people who log in, do it for 2 hours, and log out.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
They still don't get paid that much.
I don't get paid that much. I'm here right now doing this podcast with you. I deserve a tip. What's your thoughts?
No, because we're all here. We're not here for tips, you dummy.
I'm here for tips.
No, what the fuck?
I'm here for tips. This is why I'm here. This is why I set this shit up. This is why I turned on the lights. I'm waiting for y'all to give me a tip.
Well.
All right, then. It's a service.
You got to take that up with these.
Now I'm obligated. Now you don't feel obligated that you should give me a tip.
Why do you feel obligated for a tip?
Because I'm working my ass off.
Me too.
Moving on to the next segment called What's the Word?
Listen, with that being said,
I didn't even get the point.
I'm going to drop my Cash App in the chat.
Yeah. Get a what's it called for Austin, please.
You got the floor, brother. I need y'all to.
No, I don't.
Get a GoFundMe for Austin.
GoFund Austin, please.
Shay, you have any final
words? All money raised in my GoFundMe will go towards tips.
That's what you. That's, he's what? Your spokesman?
My bad. I'm talking too much. My bad.
All right, moving on to the next segment.
Crazy. Don't call nobody cheap because they ain't tip. That's wild.
Cheap?
How do you call somebody cheap because they didn't tip?
Cheap?
How you're you call cheap someone
because
cheap?
You don't tip. The person provided a service for you and you decide not to give them anything?
That's not cheap. If
I'm anything?
That doesn't make you cheap.
That makes you cheap.
If I'm not tipping you, it's either because...
That doesn't make you cheap.
It's either because I didn't like your service... I'm penny pinching. I'm being cheap. I guess penny pinching being cheap.
It's either and you don't got it or you're cheap.
If you're managing your money to save up for a fucking house, right, and you don't give a tip, does that make you cheap?
It's either you don't have it.
No, answer the question.
It's either you don't have it or you're cheap. So, if you feel like you are saving money for a house and you don't have it in your means to give it away, then you don't have it.
That was mad Caribbean. He said... Answer the question.
All right, so we're going to move on to the next segment.
No. Jay Brown says, do you tip your everyday deli for a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I leave a tip in the... There's a fucking jar there for a reason. Them niggas want tips. What you mean?
That don't mean you got to put something in it.
Listen. I can't deal with the brokies, man.
Who's broke?
That's crazy.
Both of y'all.
Oh, wow.
Nah, you set your price. Like, even I used to never tip my barber. That's a new thing, too. You set your price. I give you the
one. I'm by myself on this one.
I tip my barber.
That's Kyrie calling.
Why you got that picture of him on your phone?
I set that picture.
He set that up. Listen, I tip my tattoo artist. I gave tips for that.
Why does your tattoo artist deserve a tip, but your Uber Eats driver doesn't?
That's a crazy imbalance right there.
let me just make this clear. Mm. I say this. I do give tips. I have to keep saying this because y'all going to try to run this up. I do give tips. Mm-hmm. I have tipped Uber Eats drivers before.
Why are we arguing, Austin?
But I do not
feel obligated
yeah. to do it.
Okay, but you do it.
Can I tell you?
If
can
you
can
hand, tell you a time? Like right now. Like right
don't
now,
ask me for a tip either.
Like right now it's raining, right?
Don't if ask
I,
me
if
for
I
a tip.
If I order Uber Eats right now.
I agree with that. The, I agree. Gonna, don't ask for a tip. I'm gonna I agree
driver,
with that.
I'm going to give a driver a tip.
That's the tip jar on the counter is asking for a
That's
tip.
That's not asking. That's a, if you're kind enough to tip.
The tip jar on the counter is asking for a tip. I'm gonna put a fucking tip jar on my book bag every time I come to the show.
Did you guys hear what Shay said? That's a good one. Even though
I'm sorry.
I always tip.
Go ahead. I'm turning my mic off.
Finally.
You made a good point. In inclement
I read this shit. You gotta read it. It's too much.
In inclement, you should always tip your Uber Eats driver or your Uber driver because they're taking dangerous routes to get you what you need to get.
Right.
Secondary. Hold on. Secondary.
Kyrie, you watching the live? Can you see my face right now?
I can't watch the live on.
Nigga said they taking dangerous routes. Nigga, what the fuck? Where we going?
On some rigid mountains.
Nigga in a Jeep Wrangler just fucking driving over the fucking potholes and shit.
No, I was gonna say, I put some money in the tip jar actually at Hibachi Spot because I was trying to substitute an order online, and apparently you only could, like, when I wanted to pay for the food, I only could pay over in person. And if I wanted to do the substitute, I couldn't pay for it online. So what he did was he was like, hey, like, when I went to the Hibachi spot, he was like, hey, like, going forward, I changed the online service where you can substitute your order. And then going forward, you won't have to come in. You can just pay online. I was like, oh, wow, like, that was very thoughtful. Here's some money in your tip jar. And I left a tip on the receipt.
You missed the tip.
You got bread. Taser told me they ordered group food. They ordered food as a group at work.
Group food.
She went downstairs to get the food, right? Taser's number was the contact. The delivery person called, blah, blah, blah. The delivery person gets back to the restaurant, and somebody else at the restaurant calls Taser back, and said, "Oh, you didn't leave a tip."
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Was it Chinese food?
Yeah, obligation.
They do that. Chinese food does. Like, I'm not gonna lie, the Chinese man, Chinese food man, will stand in front of your door and hold the door open until you tip him.
No tip.
They'll do that shit. They've been doing that since I was a kid.
I'm like, run your pockets, nigga. You don't want to leave. Run your pockets, then.
You stupid.
You want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, they don't play that shit. But one thing I can say is they're grateful for whatever. You give them a dollar, thank you, and then they walk away. But they want something.
I only said dangerous routes.
What you say, Kyrie?
I only say dangerous routes because I live upstate.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's dangerous up there. Fucking deers jumping out. You got to tip whoever driving food to you.
Black bears, yeah, brown bears.
Right. Serial killers.
There are bears. I don't mean serial killers, but they're definitely bears.
You definitely
deers.
Got serial killers up there in Westchester.
Probably. I'm not in Westchester, but yeah.
Okay, brother.
All right, yo. We about to change the segment because we've been on tips for too long. We're going to get into ears to the streets.
Hey, yo.
We're going to get into ears to the streets.
Yo, sorry if I couldn't get to y'all comments, y'all, but I see y'all having fun interacting in there with each other. And this is what we like. We like to see y'all interacting with each other in the chat.
Right. Now, first thing on ears to the streets. Ice Spice dropped the EP. It's called He laughed. Yo, me and Shake was listening to it on the ride over here.
Right.
Not bad. My review on it is not bad at all. Lyrics, good. Right? I'm actually jamming to it, you know what I'm saying? Nice drill beats on her monotone. A delivery.
Yes.
Yeah, but look, she got a couple bangers in there. If she get the money, she get the funding to hype it up, she got some bangers on there. I don't think she's a one-hit wonder. She has a future in hip-hop based off of this EP.
I think she got this summer.
You think she got this summer?
That's it.
That's it? You think? Okay. That's
what you
Austin's
mean,
predictions.
What you mean she got this summer?
I think she's trending.
Oh, okay. So
I think that her trending is gonna run some course, mm-hmm. but... Do I see it long term?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Has anybody been long term? Mm-hmm. Like who can you think drill wise who's long term?
I mean, well, they
Favi is probably the longest. Yeah. Probably is probably the longest running drill long term. Mm. The rest of niggas is getting locked
how
up.
How long is Favi's long term though? That's not.
Favi's been around for a couple years now.
Last year he was hot up until he's still kind of hot. Yeah. New York. Wait,
what do we consider long term?
Long term.
I say five plus.
He's been around 5+.
Mm. When did Pop? When is Pop Smoke come out?
20.
That was like 2020, right?
2020.
When did he die? He passed away 20. I want to say it hasn't been 5 years. Definitely not.
No, I'm saying it because Big Drip was out for a while before it popped. So he's been around for a while.
When you pop, how long you've been around? Does it reset or?
I don't think so. Because if you've been around, you've been in people's faces. You just wasn't. The spotlight wasn't on you.
If the majority of people didn't know you for those 5 years, and then you pop, and now they know you, does those other years count?
Yeah, because people always go back and say, oh, I knew you when you was a...
Yep. I think the best thing you can do, because drill to me gets old quick, mm-hmm. and Favi kind of did a good job at transitioning. He was with Kanye. He was on, what's that other girl's thing? Say my name. Who's that?
Mm-hmm. Queen Naja and...
Yeah, and that like he's been moving around, mm-hmm. and he's doing it smart. And I think Ice Spice, she has the potential to do that, to move around and touch other avenues, maybe even try the pop route.
Yeah,
like she has to look.
I'm just saying it's tough with today's media and music and short-form content, the next new thing being viral and trending. You never know what's going to show up and then push you out. Mm-hmm. So you got to make a big ass impact.
Right.
And you got to maintain it.
You don't think she got that?
It's tough. I don't think she has. I don't think so. No.
Well, her EP called Like is six songs long. It has Munch on it.
Damn, only six? I could have listened to that.
Yo, it only took like about 15 minutes to listen to it. It takes 13 minutes. It's a 13-minute EP. 13 minutes.
It's one of those quick hitters. It's
yeah. And I'm telling you, like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
I mean, I'll give it a listen. Served in a short form,
yeah,
is not gonna. I feel like it's not gonna be bad.
Yeah,
because it's short.
I don't think she had not one bad song.
And I like Ice Spice. I feel like people be hating on her.
Yeah, because she's a ginger.
She seemed like a real nice girl. People be saying all types of shit,
mm-hmm. like about her, like her person.
Yeah, like her. Like women be talking about her looks, and dudes be talking like, you know, some girl was like, haters. She has Down syndrome eyes. I was like, why would you say that?
Wow,
it's just haters.
Yeah, she cute. She looked good.
I forgot what song it was. Is it Acting? I forgot what song. One of my, if I had to pick one song on there, they did a flip of, I think 112. It's not 112? What is it? I
know. You say a flip, you mean a sample?
Yeah, I did a sample.
I Need a Girl Too.
I Need a Girl.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Don't play that on here. Sir.
Yo, you can't play that, bro. How long we been doing this for?
This nigga.
I think Acting is smoochy. I think that's what it is. But yeah. All right, moving
Bella.
On.
Bella.
Yo. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Nigga, can I say my piece? Like, yeah, this is getting ridiculous now.
Right, he listened to it with you.
Oh, I didn't even hear what you were saying.
All right, yo. What's up?
Yeah, you over it. You doing too much without shit, man.
He said, come on, what's man. Up?
Because my thing is like, yo, shoot.
Yeah, shoot from the hip, Shake.
Hey.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you got to.
All right. Yeah. Show me over real quick. All right, go ahead. No.
What you got to say?
Don't worry about it.
All righty, then.
You listen to it, too.
No shit.
Nigga, how you going to do it, this whole thing and it be like, I ain't got nothing to say?
Like I just did.
Lili says she's always going to be the thought I was feeling you, girl. I think Lola Brooke has potential to have longevity. Lola Brooke, who's that?
Don't play with it, right?
Oh, don't play with it, don't play with it. Don't play with it.
I just want a Brooke, nigga, with a dog.
Isaiah says, what confuses me is that the chicks hate Ice Spice saying she can't rap. She just look good like all the other female rappers can rap. It's not about her looks.
Moment of silence.
I was just reading it again. Jay Brown says, the way music is dumbed down, blame the A&Rs. They only looking for image, someone with followers and a catchy beat. Once that person goes viral, they can have them folks write for them and keep it going. Yeah, that's a fact.
It's tough. It's tough in today's media. That's my take.
I mean, that's kind of that's kind of what happened with Cardi, though.
Not really.
Yeah. Cardi was rapping. She ain't, her biggest hit was Bodak Yellow. She ain't write that.
You got it. It's not the same. Cardi was already a face before she got on. Before she got on, she was already had, she had was a already known. Already. She had a following already.
Yeah.
Her rapping was just a plus. It's not the same lane.
What was she known for?
She used to be on Instagram just being herself.
She was on Love & Hip Hop. She was just herself. And yeah. her being herself.
Yeah, you're right. Let me not compare Ice Spice to Cardi. I'll take it back.
All right.
Yeah. Like Cardi had a long run.
Yeah.
She's still going.
I think it's on the, you know, I think it's on its way out.
You think it's on the tail end?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, but she making her money.
She solidified though.
Yeah. That's what I said. She had a long, like she wasn't a 2 year, 3 year. Like she actually had a longer run.
Yeah.
Do I see Ice Spice's run being as big and long as Cardi's?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I was saying in the car, like if she doesn't.
You disagree?
If she doesn't, like, you know, try different avenues and, you know, put her name in different hats, yeah, it's going to be hard. Because if you continue coming with the same thing, it's like, all right, now it's going to get stale. It's like,
exactly. Right. And I said that about viral music. Viral music is bad for artists. The artists want to go viral with their songs, but that's probably the last thing that you should actually wish for is for your song to go viral.
Oh yeah,
because you get all attention, you get all the pressure. Now your time
you have another one
to shine is like crunched. Right,
you're known for that song.
Exactly.
So if you don't have a duplicate or something as good, it's gonna be hard for you.
Can we think of anybody?
Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we think of anybody though that has had a hit record? Like a viral moment and kind of kept it going?
Not somebody that wasn't already established, because usually
that
people
kept
that's
it going.
It's usually people that's already established. They'll have like a trendy song, but they already been doing it. So
Soulja
like,
Boy.
Yeah, Soulja Boy was, like I said, already established.
When he had
but social media was very different back when
he was the first
talking about more
viral.
Recent.
He was
more
the
recent.
First viral sensation.
In the last 5 years.
In the last five years.
I don't
years.
Think so.
Young and May, no?
People come and go.
But Young and May also. Young and May was, I feel like, you know, she didn't.
She never had a song that touched her, that song.
Yeah.
That, ooh. Yeah. Never. But she had some fire tracks afterwards, though. I was fucking with her
still,
shit afterwards.
Yeah, she still got, but, you know, you.
That hit.
I remember arguing with my brother. My brother was like, yeah, Young and May going to be big. But it's like, that longevity is not easy to come by.
Right. Yeah.
Especially in viral music and today's social media.
Yeah.
So nothing against her music and what Ice Spice does. Like I could bump it and I could vibe to it. But
she's eventually gonna have to reinvent what she's done already. Like
I think she should go pop. I think she got the look. She cute.
She could go
she
pop.
Got a nice voice. Mm-hmm. Go pop.
Not Iggy Azalea, but you go pop.
Yeah.
Don't go that pop.
Isaiah right. says, if we being honest, most if not all the mainstream female rappers will have short shelf life, viral or not.
Isaiah, cool out.
Jay Brown says, this is true. Young MA, another example of having a catchy beat or a hook and going viral and industry buying in.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Now, who watching the Super Bowl?
I'm not going to lie. I haven't watched the Super Bowl in like 3 years. So
I'm watching it.
I watch it last. No, I didn't watch it last.
I watch the Super Bowl every year.
I watch it. I watch it.
I may watch it because Rihanna. Rihanna's going to be there. She's going to be performing, and I think it's going to be an amazing performance.
Shout out Rihanna for locking in the Super Bowl performance.
Word. I wonder if A$AP Rocky's going to be there.
He's definitely going to be there. You if I was A$AP Rocky, I would be there.
He got a baby.
If y'all,
that's a fact.
No, I'm changing the subject.
What? Oh, you want to save it?
If y'all are A$AP, right?
Yeah.
You don't notice how Rihanna's celebrity just engulfed A$AP shit? Like, people don't talk about A$AP being at events. They just talk about Rihanna being at events. Oh, yeah, and her boyfriend is there, A$AP.
Yeah.
Y'all don't see nothing
I mean,
wrong
but
with
he understands. No, because that's in Hollywood, celebrities, there's different levels.
Yeah, and Rihanna is Rihanna.
Is Rihanna. I mean, she just hit a billy, right?
Wait a minute. Exactly. My girl's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I got nothing to say.
Yeah, she's a
My girl's a billionaire.
That's crazy.
But A$AP is A$AP. He's had impact to the culture. He's, you know, he not Rihanna.
And I'm with Rihanna, who was a billionaire A$AP. Yeah.
Rihanna is.
and it's not Rocky.
I'm just saying. It's kind of disrespectful. Our niggas don't be acknowledging the nigga anymore.
I think ASAP's fan acknowledge him.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I see where you going, but I'm a fan of ASAP. So.
Like, Jay-Z got with Beyonce, right?
Jay-Z don't matter to a lot of fucking Beyonce fans.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But yeah. Jay-Z is still relevant. You want to understand what I'm saying? Like, but when you mention Beyonce, they don't just say, oh, yeah, and her husband Jay-Z was there. Like, no, it's Jay-Z and Beyonce was there.
See,
they now, don't say ASAP and Rihanna was there. They say Rihanna was there.
That's a bad comparison because you're taking somebody of Jay-Z's stature, who's a billionaire, and Beyonce's stature, what who's probably close to a billionaire.
I mean, if she married to a billionaire, she a billionaire.
Yeah, she a billionaire.
They got a Billy together.
So ASAP got a Billy. He got a Billy.
And
now.
I was going to say, I was also going to say this. Saying. Remember when ASAP Rocky was on fire?
Yeah.
When he was on fire and he married Rihanna, it wouldn't be the same. Because his kind of his career, like the hype of it kind of mm-hmm. went, and he became more core fan base than, yep. you know, reaching new. Like, you know, and you would say the same thing about Cardi and Offset. Like, you wouldn't say that about them. Even though people would feel like they would look at Cardi more. One. Yeah. People will look at Cardi more because she's more of a star now. But yeah. when the Migos,
Cardi
was up,
is the bigger artist.
It's more than just music.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Rihanna is the artist, the businesswoman. The she mogul. Has a bigger footprint, right?
Yeah,
Cardi is the entertainer, the music, mm-hmm. bigger footprint. Offset is who she married to.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the artist.
Yeah, and now let me say this:
we know him as
but
artist.
Cardi to me is not bigger than Migos.
No,
we didn't
not.
Say Migos.
Right.
Migos.
But Offset on his own, yeah. for right. sure. But right. Migos is bigger than Cardi. Migos has left a bigger footprint in hip-hop than Cardi has.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I would know. Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. I'm just making sure we
But I wonder how Rihanna's time. Performance is going to be. I wonder what song she's going to perform. Y'all thought about that? Like, is her performance going to be... I'm going to compare it to Beyonce right now.
Don't do that.
Don't do
I'm
that.
I'm going to say this.
Don't do that.
Listen,
don't
but hear
Steve,
me out.
Don't, get,
hear
don't
me
turn
out.
It to Stephen A.
Hear
brother.
Me out. Hear me out. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, Beyonce'd her performance. Will Rihanna her performance? Or will it be?
I'm not familiar with Rihanna's live performances.
Right.
And that's what I was going to get to as well, because she's been out of the game.
Yeah, for a minute.
The music game.
Baby.
For so long, mm-hmm. even before the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying now she has a baby.
Now she has a baby. But mm-hmm. like it's like, what do you expect from this, right? Mm-hmm. I really expect a good performance. Yeah. I feel like all Super Bowl performances.
You think it's gonna be
really well.
You think it's gonna be Rihanna and friends, or it's gonna be mainly Rihanna?
No, Rihanna
and friends.
This nigga said a pasta.
I think it's some fucking water.
This nigga said rotimi.
I think it'll be Rodney water.
Rihanna and friends, yes.
You think it's gonna be Rihanna and friends?
I think she's gonna have some. I think, yeah. Who is she gonna bring out?
You think ASAP gonna come out? Rocky? You think Rocky gonna be on stage?
Coldplay.
I hope Rocky on stage. I ain't gonna lie.
But that's the recipe for some halftime performances is mm-hmm. is main artist, mm-hmm. white group. Another black artist, and then look at last year, 50 Cent.
Last year was lit.
Yeah,
that was with Kendrick, was right?
Snoop Dogg, Kendrick. Nah.
It was the whole West Coast.
Yeah,
fucking,
that was fire.
Right. That shit was
I seen
fire.
That.
And it was in LA.
And who did fire. They add to the mix? White act, Eminem.
Yeah.
What happened to
her? I'm excited to see her. We haven't seen Rihanna out in mad long.
The other day, I went through like her music, and I was listening to it. She's went through transitions, and like her career is hefty. Mm-hmm. But it's just that gap, right? Like that gap is the questionable part. And it's like, I'm looking at it now. It's like, is Rihanna kickstarting her career after the Super Bowl, right? Like, mm-hmm. is she going to give her fans more? Because obviously they always been asking for an album.
For a minute.
And when she did the Black Panther song.
Oh, they went crazy. They went that. Crazy. I was like, bro.
It's a good song.
Yeah, but it's for the Black Panther movie. Like,
right.
They
it's
went
not, it's
crazy.
Not a, they want Rihanna singles. They
Rihanna
want Rihanna album. I can't talk. Rihanna album.
Need
but
hydrated.
I, J. Brown, appreciate you.
She got some
you.
Fire music.
Yeah.
I listened to her early in her career where she was more pop. She even looked more pop. Like, it was crazy. Like,
yeah.
She looked like.
She sounded American.
Yeah. And then she kind of got back in touch with her roots, which,
nah,
which
yo,
I love.
Umbrella, I did not hear not one Bayesian accent. But that's just
you know that song was written for Britney Spears, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How long is the performance anyway?
Super Bowl performance?
Yeah.
Halftime?
That's 30 minutes?
I don't think it's a full 30.
I think it's full 30.
Because I'm asking that because I'm wondering how many songs she'll perform and what song you think she'll perform. Do you think she got to play the Umbrella? You think she got to play the SOS?
She's going to play that. She's going to play SOS.
She's going to play Wild Thoughts?
Yes. You think she's going to play Wild Thoughts?
You think she's going to play Sex With Me?
She might not play that.
There's kids out there, man.
Oh, you're right.
Needed me.
She might not play that either.
Diamond.
She might play.
Shine bright.
She might play that.
She might play that.
Yeah.
That sounds like, you know, a little Super Bowl ring.
They might play that at the end of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. They might show their ring. So you think, are y'all expecting an album this year because of this?
No.
No? You think she's.
I'm going to say it now. Mm-hmm. This Super Bowl is going to kickstart Rihanna's career. She will drop an album at the end of the year.
This Super Bowl.
Why make music? You're already a billionaire. Just go retire.
This Super Bowl would kickstart ASAP Rocky's career. I'm going to say this. I'm fucking.
Yo, no, put really some respect. See, these are really, jokes I'm not going for.
I really think.
Respect ASAP.
It's up to 15 minutes for the
halftime?
Yeah, the performance. I hope
ASAP Rocky got a set. I think that in a relationship, when your shorty get the big moment.
Why y'all smacking the table?
She got it, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't have to, but. You know what I'm saying? Let my man go up there, nigga. Like, I like that nigga's songs.
Imagine if Drake came out.
Drake?
Yo.
I don't see that happening.
If they perform Effing Problems, then Drake.
Oh, that would be fire.
Then Kendrick came out.
That would be fire. But if Rihanna and Drake performing, is it What's My Name? Yeah. No, yeah. Not What's My Name.
That is it.
No, the other shit. Work. Drake trying to scoot behind
from,
it.
From Views, that's Drake's song.
He's stupid. It can't be like the video, bro.
Yeah, no. That's disrespectful.
Right. Lovers and Friends, y'all gonna try to get to that concert? So Usher presents Lovers and Friends. It's gonna be in Vegas. We're not getting paid for this advertisement, but
we should.
They have a whole list of, they have a whole lineup. I think it's going to be a festival. It's mad people ranging from Nelly, Busta Rhymes, 50 Cent, Chris Brown, Usher, Mariah Carey, Pitbull, Missy Elliott, Boyz II Men, to down to Bryson Tiller, 702, Lil Mo, Frankie J. It's a lot of names here.
I wouldn't.
Nori.
I wouldn't be in a rush.
Listen, I popped it up on the live stream.
I wouldn't be in a rush to see Mariah Carey live.
Who would you? Right. Who would you take away?
This is a lit lineup.
Who would you take away from this list and add instead?
I would take away Christina.
Some kind of big names. I will take away
Christina Aguilera and I will put Outkast.
Outkast?
Yes, nigga.
International Plays Anthem will go crazy.
I could agree with that.
I'm taking out Party Next Door and putting Neo.
Oh, Neo's not in there?
For Lovers and Friends Fest, I can see that.
I'm not going to lie. Everybody that I care about is on there.
I'm taking out Lumi D and putting Elephant Man.
Elephant. All right.
I'm taking out Mariah Carey. I'm saying it. And I'm putting Ciara.
As you should.
Okay. I want to see Ciara. As you should.
And I know you. All right. I'm taking out The Brat and putting Exhibit.
I'm taking out Young Jock and putting in Luda.
Luda!
Why is Luda not on
this? I had to make sure that Luda wasn't on here. Luda should definitely be on here.
Ludacris should definitely be on here.
I see Soulja Boy name on there.
I'm taking out Manny Fresh and putting the Hot Boys as a collective. I just don't want to see Manny.
I'm taking out MC Magic and putting MC Hammer there.
Is Alicia Keys on this shit?
What else is MC Magic?
It's down on the list.
Alicia Keys
should be on here too, right? I'm taking out Lil' Kim. For Lovers and Friends Fest, I'm taking out Lil' Kim.
But what if 50 Lil' Kim before Magic?
You can't take out Lil' Kim. You cannot take out Lil' Kim.
For Lovers and Friends Fest?
They probably not.
Do I want to see Lil' Kim on a set?
Mm. Not really.
The Diplomats on there.
You know what's crazy? They got the whole.
Right, that's what she's going. Mm.
It's Usher presents Lovers and Friends. How you going to have Lovers and Friends without Lil' Jon?
Right.
And Ludacris. They was on
and
both.
Alicia Keys, My Boo.
My Boo.
Yo, that's one of my
Started
favorite songs.
When we were younger, you were mine, my boo.
Okay, alto.
my boo.
But yeah, yo, it
who
seems
else,
like
who else would I switch?
It seems like it's gonna be lit. It's May 6th, Las Vegas.
Why we even we not going to this shit?
Yo, niggas we is should. Full of shit. We
That's
should
not
try.
What the conversation
Y'all
is about.
Y'all are full of shit. We not going.
Nigga, you know I'm with it.
We not going as
Y'all
a unit.
Y'all niggas ain't with it.
Austin not going.
He you know the flick. Craziest part is he says this with so much confidence, like he's the one that's actually
right.
gonna go.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
If we set it up, he's gonna be the one the week before.
I got a flight.
Yo, I might not be able to go, right? And then the day before, I'ma go. And then the hour before, nah, I ain't gonna go.
Yep.
Gas that lighting. Is Yo, bellow
Austin
for y'all.
Goes to one event and all of a sudden he has all this smoke for me when it's time to cut, when it's time to go to shit.
I was out three nights
you,
in a row.
I was out with you.
You wasn't out the third night.
All right. You we went was to Miami, Miami. You went to Miami one
in,
time.
I was in Miami for with y'all for what? 3 days? 2 days?
Friday, Saturday, you left Sunday.
3 days.
Big deal. I was there on Sunday.
You showed up Sunday. You were supposed to be there.
Nah, nigga, let me tell the
audience.
No, God,
tell the story. Tell
let
the audience.
You sure?
Tell the audience.
He was there, but he wasn't there.
Not exactly. Exactly.
I wasn't even in there. And
he
I knew
was
that.
There.
Go ahead, tell the audience.
For convenience.
What was my convenience?
Another chick.
Wow. You son of a bitch.
Anyways, jumping back to the chat.
Which was his cousin.
Anyways,
another bellow.
I didn't think he was gonna do it.
Jumping back to the chat. Zay said, "Take off Bryson Tiller and put Neo." That's Gus would agree with that.
Right. Yeah.
Take off Bryson Tiller and put Neo.
That's a fact.
So Bryson Tiller got a classic album.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I'd rather hear Bryson than Neo.
Get out.
I mean, for Lovers and Friends Fest, I feel like Neo is more fitting.
I agree, but don't take Bryson.
Don't take Bryson.
Yeah,
that's why I said party. Up. I said party next door.
Take off fucking Pitbull. The fuck.
Yeah, I would take nah Pitbull. You gotta leave Pitbull. You're gonna that upset the Hispanic community.
I don't want him, Mr. 305. I don't want him. Take him out.
You're gonna, that shit hit though.
You're gonna
no, don't.
Nah, but him for and Lovers and Friends, he has to be there.
Him and Florida can go.
Nah, Florida got
Yo, drop y'all substitutions in the chat. I'm gonna pop it up one more time. Drop y'all substitutions in the chat.
Give a damn about them apple bottom jeans, Boots to the fur.
He rich.
Now. He is. He just got another $82 million, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. I heard about that.
We don't pocket watch here, but, you know.
I didn't pocket watch. They put it
whoa,
on the screen.
Whoa. Zay says Bryson was hella overrated, and that Trap Soul album was not a classic. Trap Soul is...
Come on, Zay. What the fuck do you
100% a classic, bro. What There's you, no doubt
Zay,
about
what
it.
Do you, what,
I'm surprised
what you like?
Summer Walker on there. Well, I guess it's not. It's just not really a tribute to...
You could take her
to old. Back in the days,
yeah.
right?
No.
You could take some of
That's how I'm looking at it, because you know a lot of these motherfuckers back.
She talented,
back in the days,
but
people.
I don't listen to her.
But you know what's crazy? Like, we live in a time because, you know, shit is so fast paced and all that. They are kind of old.
Yeah.
They were a part of our childhood. We grown mm-hmm. now.
What that mean?
That mean they old niggas.
So what you saying? It's not going to be as good?
No, nah.
What you saying?
He was saying, like, he thought this was like an early 2000s type of vibe.
Oh, yeah, nah. They old, a lot of them not here with us.
I'm
anymore.
Saying.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, how Luda not on here? Is Nelly? I see Nelly's name up here. How's Luda not on here?
Maybe Lloyd. Listen,
oh, Lloyd. Is Lloyd on there? Lily says Lloyd and Lil Wayne.
Ooh.
I'll put Lil
you
got to
take some, you got to take somebody off, though. You got to take somebody off.
Summer Walker.
No take off Summer Walker and put?
Lloyd.
Lloyd. I'll take that.
Take off Pitbull and put Lil Wayne.
I'll take that.
Take off Flo Rida and put Ludacris.
Just leave Flo Rida alone, bro.
Flo Rida. I don't want to hear no Flo
Rida. I'll take off Flo Rida and
good
put
night.
Ludacris.
Good
all right,
Big Joe.
Shout out to the Caribbeans. We got Sean Paul, Shaggy, Beanie Man, Kevin Little, Wayne Wonder. That shit going to be fire. That set going to be fire.
Word.
That
shit going to have you in your feelings, and then you catching a dub, and then you in your feelings.
You
that shit going to be lit.
Me. Keep it on the low.
We be burning your guns anywhere nobody wait. Wanna.
Yo, did y'all hear The Weeknd remix that? He covered the.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about that?
He sampled it?
Nah, copy? He just sung the whole
Where
song.
Where the copyright's at? That's what I wanna know.
I don't wanna know. Can you? Yeah.
Oh,
he sung
did.
The whole song. Yeah, he sung it.
Oh, wow.
That's his song now.
I didn't even catch that.
I don't see a problem with it. I like it.
It sounds good, but
I see a problem.
Make your own songs, bro. Make your own shit. I don't want to hear you singing another person's song.
We got any more substitutions?
Man, bro.
Nah, we good with the substitutes.
Remove Master P.
T-Pain. He not on that?
Nah. Get Master P up out of here.
Yeah, put T-Pain on that shit.
Yeah, T-Pain for sure. Why
substitute Master P for Lil Why Romeo.
Why
am I going
to throw Flo Rida off?
I agree.
No.
I agree. Flo Rida out. Luda in.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, with the fur.
The whole club was looking bring at, her. At her. Have T-Pain bring him out. Flow. You don't need a whole set. Just tell him come out.
Yeah, he don't need a whole set.
Well, what else he got besides that song? Flo Rida. He don't got, well, I don't know. Hey, whoa, my brother.
I'm out there listening.
This shit sound like it's going to be lit. The lineup look like it's lit.
Right. I hear listening to Florida.
Stupid.
Missy gonna do her thing. All
the right. Dream.
Oh, The Dream too. Woo!
Yeah, The Dream got some hits.
The Dream got some you slaps. Wildin'. You the got dream, some slaps.
You wildin'.
Shorty
the Dream.
Is a 10. A 10. Yeah.
Shorty is it.
I got it. You gotta put The Dream on there.
Fuck that nigga.
All right. Why Ja Rule ain't on there? Oh, 50
Because 50
on
what, did we have to do that? Did we have to do that?
I didn't know. I had
did
to
we
say
have
I,
to do
I
that?
I had to say it out loud.
But we could put Ashanti on there.
Right. Yeah. She deserved to be on there.
Yeah, right. She do. Who we taking off? Do you know Ja Rule going to pop up if Ashanti's there?
Who we taking off for Ashanti?
Nigga, that's easy. Just look at her name.
I could take off Jhené Aiko for
right.
Ashanti.
Hey, yes, I can too.
I'll take that trade.
Right.
I'll take off Eve.
Right.
Oh, hell
oh,
no.
Oh, no. I want to hit Tambourine. No, Chicken Tambourine. Yeah, that's
you
can
leave. Yeah, I'll take Jhené off for Ashanti.
All right.
Usher need to call us.
Word. We could have set this lineup.
Word. Right. We could have helped you out with this lineup, Usher.
But like, take Flo Rida out.
Shay do not want Flo Rida at this event.
Moving on to the next segment.
I don't see Mario up here. My bad, but go ahead. Mario would be fire on this.
Take a Marion off and put Mario. You saw what he did to that man.
You ever chop my cheese?
I can save it.
Sure.
You know what chops my cheese? People who feel like they're obligated to get tips.
You know what chop my cheese? Cheap-ass motherfuckers who don't want to give tips just because they don't feel like they're obligated. They make great money. They look good. They smell good. Pause.
Oh, what?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas out here looking fresh and shit, and they don't want a tip. They got the look, but they don't got the books.
How far is your rapping career going? Because you... I expected better from you.
Fucking shit. Dr. Seuss.
They got the looks, but not the books.
Yeah. Yo, this is a great episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Just shout out to chat. Who's in
yes,
the chat
sir.
Right now?
Shout out to everybody in the chat.
You heard how he
chat
did
was
yes,
lit.
Sir.
Chat was lit today. Shout out to Jay Brown. Appreciate
like
you, even
daddy.
Though they knocked out. They went to sleep. Shout. I'm your daddy.
Continue, sir.
Hey, yo!
Shout out to Lili. Shout out to Melody. Shout out to Jay Brown again. Shout out to Kyrie Class. Thank you for calling in. Our brother. Shout out to Big Joe. Zay, what up? Lili, what up? Sammy J, what up? We appreciate y'all for joining tonight.
Yes,
we had
sir.
A great show. And we out of here.
We'll all see right. you next week.
All right. You just finished watching Your Mans in Them Life. You are now I'm your man's Gus the Third.
I'm your man's Bello.
Yes, sir. I'm your man's Austin Felix.
And I'm your man Shakespeare. In a random studio. In Brooklyn, New York, this is Your Man's and Them Live.
You are now watching Your Man's and Them Live.